God bless you, saints. Welcome to the prayer meeting tonight. We are going to do the song service. With James, he'll be playing the guitar. So we are really thankful to the Lord for granting us this good opportunity. And let's just come with a good approach in a spirit of worship, and we believe it will be a real blessing. In the meantime, we pray for our song leaders, Brother Vladimir. May really God's hand touch him so that he can be back to his post of duty. Brother George as well, where he is, may God keep and protect him. So we are going to sing "Oh, It Is Jesus." I don't know who is doing the songs projection. "Oh, it is Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love has made me whole." So we believe that God will really be kind and will show his face to anyone who is willing to touch the hem of his garment tonight. "Oh, it is Jesus, yes, it is Jesus, it is God in my soul, oh, I have done the hem of his God. With our hearts and all our being focused on the Lord, and let really enter in the spirit of worship. "Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. Oh, I from his glory. Down from his glory, ever living Sunshine, my all in all. He became my Savior. Amen. We are going to sing this chorus, "Mercy Rewrote My Life," and then we'll ask Pastor Andrew to pray for us. Mercy, we heard my love.
Saints, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for time that we can come to worship you upon this evening at the end of this day. Thank you that we can sing these songs, Lord. Father, help us to meditate upon the truth that it's mercy that rewrote our lives, Lord. It was your mercy, it was your grace, it was your goodness. When we were lost and we were undone, Father, you came unto us, Lord, even as we sing this song. When we couldn't come to you, you came to me. And Lord, we're asking once again upon this evening, Lord, that you would come unto us, that your mercy would visit us, Lord, and quicken us unto prayer, because your people are needing your mercy. Those that are sick, Lord, they need a touch. We've been singing about touching the hem of your garment.
Amen.
Grant us grace, Lord, to touch the hem of your garment once again upon this evening. And let the virtue that is in the body come forth, we pray, and minister to the needs.
Amen.
Father, them that are looking for papers, them that are looking for traveling mercies, them, Lord, that are facing up to whatever situation that they are, Lord.
Amen.
Father, let it be a time upon this evening, Lord, that they may look back and be able to sing that song that it was on a Friday and
Amen.
Somebody touched me. Lord, touch us upon this night. Lord, we've Amen. Gathered in your name. Lord, we've come from the activities of life. We've come, Father, spiritually unto your house. We've come Amen. In your name to worship you.
Amen.
Bless the song leader. Continue to use him, Lord, to lead us and guide us into the spirit of worship, to forget about ourselves and anoint the minister. Lord, may the minister, may the Lord, the anointing come forth from your presence to usher us within the veil,
Amen.
That we may come boldly unto the throne of grace upon this evening, Lord, even at your invitation. Father, we want you to be glorified. Jesus, we want to see Jesus in this place tonight. We want to see you in your word. We want to see you, Lord, in us as we pray. We want to see you, Lord, as you manifest yourself in answer to the praise. So may you be glorified this day. We want to commit all that is said and all that is done into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Andrew. God bless you. Let's sing this song, Deeper, Deeper in the Love of Jesus. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Deeper. Enter deeper in his word. Let's go deeper in the school of wisdom. Amen. For that, let's enter with praise in his gates now. I will enter with praise. Amen. I will enter his gates. Amen. With thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his gates. Thanksgiving my heart, I will thy His glory bring. I will say this in a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for Him and be glad. I will enter.
This is the day. Ashanti, just like it, Marante, Vadi, Ashanti.
Let's slow down now. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that
sister couldn't find the words, but we believe we are in the spirit and we sing in the spirit. Let's sing this one. There is a fountain full of blood drawn from the vein of Emmanuel, and let's throw ourselves in that fountain and be healed tonight. See ya.
There is a fountain filled with blood from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners standing in that blood,
God richly bless you. That was wonderful. Amen. You know, anything that is the first time, it's not easy. But it's not we, but the Holy Spirit that is doing his work. Praise the Lord. And God richly bless you, precious brother Eli. And supporting it, I believe, is James.
Amen.
Oh, God richly bless you.
Amen.
Brother James. Amen. God bless you. It has been really wonderful. God richly bless you. Amen.
You, Brother Max. Amen.
Amen. So tonight, we are going to really draw our young soldiers and all the children in the church. Tonight we are going to focus. The word is coming more because of them tonight. As parents, we want to really find this time and pray for our children. Yes, we have requests also tonight, which our pastor will bring them out. Whether it be sickness, whatever be it, is connected to tonight's subject that we are going to look at. Tonight, we are all saying, hold my hand, Lord. That's our subject tonight. Hold my hand, Lord. Amen. And if we will hand our hands to him, he will surely take a hold of it. Praise the Lord. And we are not supposed to hold his hand, because when it comes to a stormy time, your hands, you see, you cannot grip. Your grips are not strong. And so we had to give our hand to him.
Amen.
And when he takes a grip of it, no matter how the storm, no matter how the wind, no matter the situation, his grip holds. Amen.
Amen.
And we are thankful that the week has traveled today, Friday, the end of the working days for our brethren who are working. And we want to thank the Lord. And even in other ways, how the Lord, his grace, his protection, his mercies, his loving kindness has seen us through the week to this very hour that we have met once again, sitting under his feet. We had really been blessed the whole week. Amen.
Amen.
So, shall we all stand and let's give thanks unto him.
Yes.
Let's say, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. We give you all the glory because, Lord, it has been all your grace, your mercies, your protection that has seen us through the week, our going out and coming in. Oh, how even you have fed us, Lord. Father, oh, we want to give all the glory to you tonight. Let us all pray. Let's pray and say, Lord, we thank you. Oh, let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, yes, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh, grace has made it, Lord, a privilege for us to come to your presence, Lord. And Father, how we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the week. Oh, so far, Lord, Father, it has been your eye that has never blinked. Oh, that has kept us, Lord, through the week, our going out and coming in, Lord. Oh, brethren that have been going to work, oh, Lord Jesus, in their various paths, going out there and coming in, oh, God. Father, you have kept them safe on the road. Oh, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we know that, Lord, this virus is still around, but yet your eye is upon your people. You are keeping your people safe, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give glory to you. Lord, how even you have fed us, Lord, we say, blessed be thy name, Lord. Oh, God, above all, even your word that we have received all the week, oh, from last Sunday, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. The Bible studies. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Truly, Lord, you love your people, oh, God. There is nothing that can sustain us more than your word, Lord. And, Father, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You have given to us abundantly. And even now, if you have given us yet grace once again to come to you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. And Father, you said we should come today and bring our needs, our petition, our request. We should bring them before you. Oh, Lord, you know everyone. You know us even more than we know ourselves, Lord. And you know the needs even more than we know. Oh, God, we surrender all to you tonight. The Lord Jesus, oh, by your own will and by your own desire, oh, God, Lord, meet each and every one tonight. Oh, we thank you. We bless you. Lord, even tonight, as we tend to look at our own children, as you have been looking on us, Lord. Father, we want to, Lord, commit them into your hands, Lord Jesus, tonight. Father, please let your Holy Spirit come and sweep over every home, over our children, oh Lord. Father, we surrender all of them. We give them, Lord, into your hands, your right hand of power, Lord. Lord Jesus, you hold them, oh God. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Your servant once again, Lord, tonight, I surrender all. But I pray that, oh God, oh, it will not be me. It's you, the Lord, we want to hear, oh God, because your word It's not anyone's word, but your word of God. So Father, take your place. Now, as we sit at your feet, oh God, we want to hear from you. Oh, we need that inspiration tonight. The Lord will be able to pray, oh God. As in the Lord Jesus, we want to lift our children before you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And all other requests tonight, in your hands, the Lord, we commit. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Yes, tonight. The Lord God bless every one of you, young soldiers of the cross, and all the children to the last toddler. God bless you all. Amen. You all know that Jesus loves you. Yeah, Jesus loves you. Yes, father and mother loves you, but Jesus loves you more because all power belongs to him. And in his hands, he's holding everyone. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, shall we read the word now? Let's come to the reading of the word. As we are still standing, we turn to Isaiah 41. We read from verse 10 to verse 13. And our second reading will be 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 7:10. First reading, Isaiah 41. From verse 10, we read to 13. Let's hear the word of God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as naught, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and thou shalt not find them, even them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing is of naught. As a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And our second reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Amen.
Amen.
Our dear Lord, we thank you. Yes, Lord. You said you uphold us with the right hand of your righteousness. Lord, we surrender our hands tonight that take a hold of it to God. Lord, if there be any request tonight about sickness or whatever, Lord, we hand over everything into your right hand of righteousness tonight. The Lord, you have mercy upon us. Oh God, bless your word now. Take your word, Lord Jesus, and minister deep down into our souls. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. God, richly bless you. May you be seated. Yes, all the young soldiers, I believe you are there. And children, don't sleep tonight. Daddy and mommy, they are going to pray for you. So don't sleep. Amen. So, as the Spirit was saying, Jesus loves you. Yes, father and mother loves you, but Jesus loves you more. You see, that is why in his word, he constantly keeps putting us in remembrance that we are pilgrims and strangers here. And so he said, be ye separate, see, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Amen. He said, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Oh, what a promise. Amen. But you see, you must be willing to offer your right hand. You must be willing to offer your hand to him. He wants your hand in fellowship. He wants your hand in prayer. He wants your hand in friendship. He wants your hand in meditation. So all that we need to do tonight is that, Lord, hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Jesus is saying to you that you should come out from among them. Because as the prophet put it, is that there is something wrong here. There is something wrong here. This is not home. We are in a wrong place. That's why he said we must what? Separate. We must come out from among them. He said we are in a wrong place. That's why we say we are pilgrims and strangers here. Again, Jesus is saying to you, young soldiers, little children, God is saying, Jesus is saying to you, touch not the unclean things. Now, you just listened to a short conversation between the prophet and his little daughter. He didn't give us the name which of the daughters. But he said, my little girl said, Daddy, certain girls did certain things that they did. And I said, look, honey, they had these records of Elvis Presley. And I said, I wouldn't want them in my house. Amen. I wouldn't want them. Those records of Elvis Presley, I wouldn't want them in my house. So today, young soldiers, there are many things on the internet now. There are many things in social media. Truly, daddy and mommy would not want such things in the house. And truly, you don't want it also. Then the little girl said to the prophet, her daughter said, but daddy, they are nice little girls. And I said, They may be. I have nothing to say against that. But there is one thing. We are different. Amen. We are different. He repeated that. We are different. Not as that we want to be different, but the spirit that's within us has come out of that. You are of another world. Amen. You are of another world. You are not of this world. That's why he said, this is not home. This is a wrong place. And we are pilgrims and strangers here. Amen. So, see, touch not the unclean things. See, in your own case, it might be not a certain girl or a certain boy, but the unclean things our enemy Satan has placed in millions in social media. Those are the things God, Jesus is telling you, touch not. They are unclean things. Don't touch them. If daddy wouldn't want them in the house, if mommy wouldn't tolerate them in the house, what about Jesus? Amen. Then again, Jesus said, be separate. Be separate. Now, you remember when Jacob and his family arrived in Egypt, they were immediately settled in Goshen. Yes, it was because every shepherd was an abomination unto Egyptians. Watch it. When Jacob and the family arrived in Egypt, they were immediately ushered to Goshen. Why? Because every shepherd was an abomination unto the Egyptians. The Egyptians don't have anything to do with anyone that is a cattle rearer or you are a shepherd. No. See, so when they arrived, Pharaoh's first question was, what your trade is? What your profession is? And they replied, we've been shepherds from our youth until now. Oh, Pharaoh said, oh, Joseph, find a place for your people. And the prophet said, an Egyptian couldn't even put his hand on a shepherd. He was a different, because he was a different person. How then would a Christian like to put his hand on things of this world? Egyptians. They will not. They want a separation. They don't want anything to do with a shepherd. Mine. You see, I like the answer Joseph provided for his father Jacob, that when you go before Pharaoh and he asks you, what is your trade? This is what Joseph told his dad to tell Pharaoh. He said, tell him thy servant trade had been about cattle. From our youth, even until now, both we and our fathers. That's Genesis 46, 34. Tell him thy servant trade hath been about cattle from our youth even until now. Both we and our fathers. Oh, I love that. You see, that's the trend. That's the trend we want to follow. And so now you young soldiers of the cross, your parents are believers. What your parents want is for you to walk in their footsteps so that your children and children's children, it will be following the same. Joseph said, we are cattle rearers from our youth even until now. Both we and also our fathers. Praise the Lord. And so we also want to say, we are believers. Our profession is faith in God. From our youth even until now. Both we and our fathers. Praise the Lord. So one of these days, young soldiers on the cross, you are going to be old. You are going to take the place if Christ will tarry. You are going to take the place of your parents. You are going to have children also. Would you like to see one of your children come and dress like Elvis Presley or singing his songs and all those of things? Would you like it? No. That's why we need to walk, follow the footsteps of our parents today, so that we can also testify that from our youth, our profession has been faith in Christ. Both we and also our fathers. Amen. That's the way how the trend got to be until Christ comes. Praise the Lord. So we got to hold fast our own profession. If the Egyptians were holding fast to their belief, they would not allow anything to come in. Could you imagine? Amen. And we would just say that even they are unbelievers, but they have their belief. And nothing will shake them from their belief. Said, oh, if you are cutting risk, then Joseph, find a place for them. Mine. And so the prophet is asking, what about we Christians? We also have our own profession. We have our trade. Our profession is faith in Christ, faith in the Lord. That's why the scripture says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Amen. Let's hold our profession without wavering. So he said, wherefore, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. I will receive you. Amen. The prophet said, and that's the way it is with a Christian today. When he's born again, it's filthy for him to associate where people are drinking and telling dirty jokes and women naked. It's filthiness. Amen. Christians also. See, that's the way. The prophet does the way with us. A Christian today, when he's born again, it's filthy for him to associate where people are drinking and telling dirty jokes and women naked. It's filthiness to him or her. Be ye separate. The Egyptians even wanted separation. My. The prophet went on, oh, blessed be the Lord. We are pilgrims here. We are strangers here. The spirit has been what? Converted. Our spirit has been converted. We are looking for a city where the women don't wear shorts. We are looking for a city where they don't have beer taverns. As places where they sell alcohol. See? We are looking for that city where you cannot get those alcoholic bars. We are looking for a city wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. And so, you young soldiers and all the little ones, as daddy and mommy stands for you tonight, the Lord Jesus is assuring you, fear thou not, I am with thee. Amen. He said, behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed. Anything that rises against you, whether it be sickness, whatever, as you are growing, take these words from the Lord Jesus. Amen. He said, they shall be as nothing. They that strive with you, they will perish. Meanwhile, it will only happen when your hand is in his right hand. Amen. He said, thou will seek them and you will never find them. Just like what? The Egyptians, Pharaoh's army, that were chasing to destroy the children of God. What happened? When Moses said, these Egyptians that you see today, you are not going to see them forever anymore. And it happened. They were all buried under the sea. If only your hand is in his right hand. He said, anyone that contend with thee or war against thee, they shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Oh, do you know what it meant to be in the right hand of God? That right hand of power? The prophet said it signifies that the very power and authority of God are behind you. Amen. If you are in his right hand, it signifies that The very power and authority of God is behind you. Amen. Oh, I have a slide here. Let me see if I can share it. Oh, my. Agent. Yeah. As long as your hand is in his right hand. Amen. He said, the prophet said, it signifies that the very power and authority, oh my, is behind you. Look at how that little boy, would he fear anything? No. His hand is anchored in Christ Jesus. Where the hand is, nothing can happen to him. Amen. Tonight, Daddy and Mommy will stand for the little ones. And as we pray and say, Lord, hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand in fellowship. Hold my hand in friendship. Hold my hand in prayer. Hold my hand in my going out and my coming in. Hold my hand in my school and college, in my studies. Hold my hand. Amen. And as long as you give your hand to him and he holds it in his right hand, no matter how bumpy the road will be, or how strong the wind will be, or how high the waves will be, all his grip will never loosen. Amen. You are anchored in him. So it is tonight. Every request, apart from the parents, we're going to pray. Our first prayer, we're going to pray for our children. Apart from it, all the requests we have tonight, please, them in his right hand. Place them in his hand tonight. Surrender them. Amen. And you are going to receive. It is safe in his hands. Amen. Oh, remember that loaf of bread and two fishes. When it came to Jesus' hands, oh, it was able to what? Feed over 5,000 people. Just let us surrender everything to his hands tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. And after we have prayed, our pastor will come before the second prayer about the other requests. Our pastor will come. And you children, the young soldiers, raise up your hands as the pastor, our pastor pray. Raise your hands. The Lord, hold my hands. And parents, raise your hands for your little ones. Yes, the Lord tonight is going to take a grip of every hand that will be raised towards him. With faith, believe it. Praise God. And wherever he will lead, you follow. As that little boy is following, Wherever Jesus is going, he's following. Oh, praise the Lord. Shall we at this moment now put ourselves in our prayer position? As we sing this song, where he leads, I will follow. Where he leads, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow, follow me. Oh, where he leads me, I will follow. Oh, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way. Now let's surrender our hands to him tonight in prayer. Oh, let's pray for our children. Let's pray for our youths. And youths, pray and say, Lord, take a hold of my hand. Here is my hand. Take a hold of it. I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Let's pray for our children. Let's pray for our youth. Let's pray, brethren. Let's pray. Thank you.
Amen. Saints, as we look unto the Lord in prayer upon this evening, we thank the Lord for a time of prayer that we could look to the Lord on behalf of our children, that we could come before the Lord and wait upon him in this regard upon this evening. And what precious promises that the Lord has given unto us. What precious promises that if we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. And I would just say that to our young people. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord will always respond to a sincere prayer. If you seek him from your heart, if you say, Lord, I really want to know you. I really want you to take me by my hand. You'll find that he's so faithful and he's so true. He'll meet you in whatever situation that you're in. And he will do what he said that he will do. He will be faithful to his word as you approach unto him. So we bring ourselves before the Lord now and want to wait upon the Lord on the other requests that we have. Saints, we have needs which the saints are bringing. You know, at this time we have some COVID in the church, but the Lord has been faithful. You know, I remember when we were speaking about it that time when we had special prayer and we were saying it's like Paul. It's like the storm, when Paul was in the storm and he prayed and he was seeking the Lord and the angel came down and told him, fear not, Paul, none shall be lost. Now you'll go through the storm, some will have to go through the waters, some will have to go through the floods, but none shall be lost. And the Lord has been so faithful. But now we have a prayer request from Brother Mike. Brother Mike is asking for prayer. He hasn't been well. He's had all the symptoms of COVID. He's been off work. He was even off work yesterday. And he's been tested, but he tested negative. But he's said still even today he's not well. So let's really put Brother Mike before the Lord, that the Lord would touch him and strengthen him. He's looking to the Lord. We want to pray for Brother Vlad and his family. Brother Vlad, he's tested positive for COVID. Now Tubby is tested as well. Matthew as well has come positive. We thank the Lord that Sister Lydia was positive, but now she's negative. So the Lord has taken her through. Brother Vlad is not so strong, looking to the Lord for a touch. Saints, let's unite ourselves together to come against every power and principality of the enemy, that he won't get any opportunity in the midst of these things, but that the Lord's hand will be stretched forth, his right hand of power, as we're hearing about, may be manifest, and that he will deliver his people. He takes some of us, he delivers us from temptation, some he delivers through temptation. But in all things, if your hand is in the hands of the Lord, he's faithful. And we're just trusting for our precious saints, Brother Vlad and his family, that the Lord will safely take them through. We're so glad that Brother Wuma hasn't been well. He's tested negative today. So we are ready to appreciate and thank the Lord for his goodness there. But you want to put these petitions before the Lord. We don't take anything for granted. We need him, saints. There's a song that says, I need thee, every hour I need thee. And I'm sure that's your testimony as well. He is the vine, we are the branches. We need to come before him to draw the strength from him, to draw the power to intercede on behalf of the other people. So these issues of sickness, let's put them before the Lord. Let's put to flight the armies of the enemy through prayer. Let's say no to whatever the devil would desire to do with this COVID. Let's, in the name of Jesus, stand against it. As Brother Ellie preached that time, let's stand against this big Goliath that scares the world. Let's just come anointed as David. It may look big, but the slingshot of faith is more than sufficient to deliver the children of God. So we really want to put that before the Lord. We have requests for traveling mercies. Brother JFK, he's traveling to the United Arab Emirates tomorrow for a service mission for his company. He's asking for prayer. So we want to ask the Lord just to be with him, to keep him, to guide him, to protect him, to bless him in the journey, bless him in his business, bring him safely back to his family. We're also so glad that Sister Priya, Sister Agi will be flying this coming week, end of next week, coming across to Ireland. We mentioned it before. They were coming for the graduation of Sister Dash. They were supposed to get a letter to present at the immigration because they were being invited to come for the graduation. The graduation's been canceled, but they'd already booked their tickets. So they're coming by faith. So saints, we want to come before the Lord upon this evening. We want to look to him. We want to ask the same one who opened the Red Sea to open up the immigration to Sister Priya and to Sister Agi, that there'll be no complications, or if there's anything that comes, that the Lord will just minister them safely through. We desire next week, by the grace of God, as we have the prayer meeting at this time, to come with a good report, to testify of the goodness of the Lord that has reunited our precious sisters together with the body of Christ here and united them together with their families. So that's Sister Priya, Sister Aggie flying next week. Let's remember them before the Lord. We have our service on Sunday. It's going to be on Zoom. Let's put it before the Lord that the Lord might really quicken and help us. Combined service with Brother Alex Ukeni, the saints in Wolverhampton. Brother Alex taking the Sunday school. I'll be doing the service. Let's pray for the Lord's blessing upon that. It will then, Brother Alex, at the end of the month, he'll be taking the service for us. So we have a very busy month this month, saints. We have this weekend combined with Brother Alex and the saints in Wolverhampton. Next weekend then is our fellowship meeting weekend where we go to Carlo on Saturday. That's next week on Saturday. We'll be in Carlo 2 p.m. at the Educate Together, have a service there with the saints, have fellowship with the saints. And the following Sunday, we will be with the saints in Limerick by the grace of God. There's good things, good reports. There's a certain man by the name of Michael. Brother Sasha sent me his details today. He had asked for a church age book. We posted him a church age book. He's been reading it. He's posted a lot of things on his profile about the church age book. He's put messages of Brother Branham on his channel now. You know, Brother Sasha sent and showed me today. And he's wanting to come. He lives in Cavan, but he's wanting to come down to the meetings in Carlow and Limerick. So let's really pray for this man, Michael, that the Lord, the Lord already ministered to him. We have to pick him up on the following Saturday when we go to Carlo. We'll spend the weekend with him and then bring him back to his place on the Sunday. So let's really pray for that golden opportunity. May the Lord minister grace to this man, Michael. And then the following weekend, that's not next weekend, but the following one, we're going to Avoca, the offices of the church. We're going to go. We have a special time there. We managed to get the small little place, Densmore Lodge. We had that already booked. We're going to be using that to seek the mind of the Lord, you know, concerning our church, concerning the way forward, the vision for the future. So if you'd really keep us in prayer. So it's pretty busy. And then the following weekend after that, the last weekend of November, Brother Alex Ukeni will be ministering to us. So it's really is a busy, there's something each weekend in November. And we're looking to the Lord, because unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who are building. You know, we really desire the blessing of the Lord. And then finally, saints, our normal requests we're putting before the Lord. Brother Leroy, we continue to pray for his boss. We have the tumor in his throat. Brother Leroy, we continue to pray for his daughter with her adenoids in her throat. We want to just look to the Lord for total deliverance there. Brother Nat's brother-in-law, we continue to pray for him. Maybe Brother Nat sometime could give us an update on that one. And then the people looking for papers. Sister Sabrina for her husband. She sent me a message this week. There's some to's and fro's. You know how these things are. But we're looking to the Lord to bless that repatriation visa in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that she might be repatriated with her husband. Sister Dash, obviously, renewal of her visa. She wants a work permit. She wants the Lord to open the way for her. Brother Clayton, looking to be united with his wife. The first thing came through as negative, which was expected. There's an appeal and different things that can take place. So we're looking to the Lord to show Brother Clayton the way, to guide and lead, that he might be reunited with his wife, Sister Talent, that the Lord might be glorified. So saints, we have many things to pray about tonight. We have an opportunity to come before him now. Brother Max has opened the way for us into the most holy place. Let's now come, seeking the Lord to quicken and anoint us by the grace of God, to bring these petitions before the Lord. Let's all pray and put these before the Lord. Amen, saints. We thank the Lord for opportunity to call upon his name in prayer, to bring these petitions before the Lord. What blessed promises he's given to us. That the Lord has said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Sorry. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto thee. Seek and you shall find. That's a blessing. Let's hand over to Brother Eli to lead us in a couple of songs. And then would you please close for us in a word of prayer, Brad? Thank you for the song worship. Let's also remember Brother George. He's away in London this weekend. If you could put that before the Lord, Brother Eli. Let's pray for Brother Wilmore that the Lord will fully renew his strength. And anything else that's inside of your heart, brother, may you close for us in a word of prayer. And we all unite together and say amen as our brother would pray. God bless you, brother, and God bless you, saints.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this prayer meeting. We thank you for the word, the preaching of the word intended to our children, the young one, the next generation. Oh Lord, we never cease to put them in your hands because we know your hands. In your hand, they are safe. In your hand, they will be looked after, they'll be taken care of, and they will take over when this our generation will be gone, O Lord. We commit them into your hands. Let them not be distracted by everything they see around this world, but let their eyes be focused on the heavens, and let their hope be built on things eternal, O Lord. We commit every single request we raise this evening, O Lord. We believe, Heavenly Father, that you will grant it because we are asking it by faith in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, if you believe and you don't doubt anything you ask, it will be granted to you. Tonight, we believe that you died at the cross for our sins, that our sicknesses, that our burdens, you took it with you and they've been condemned and you have granted us victory. We're claiming that victory tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Our sister Priya and her daughter Aggie, you'll grant them traveling mercies as Brother Andrew requested next weekend when we'll be having this prayer meeting. It will be a thanksgiving, O Lord, for your glory. Our brothers and sisters, we are applying for visas, different kind of visas. Sister Priya, who is asking for renewal of her visa. Oh Lord, Sister Dash, bless her and bless all the undertakings. Brother Clayton for his wife, Sister Sabrina for her husband, Sister Sharon for her husband, oh Lord, Sister Rachel for her husband too. Oh Lord, do something. Open the doors, let them the walls crumble, O Lord, because you created these countries. There was no borders, but men put borders, and you can open those borders. You open the Red Sea, you can open the borders. You can blind their eyes, O Lord, so that they can cross borders without complications, O Lord. Our brother Mike, brother Vlad's family, all those who are tormented by sicknesses, O Lord, this demon, this devil of COVID, we rebuke it in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and we proclaim victory, O Lord. Bless our brother Leroy and his boss and his daughter. Touch them, O Lord. This man in cavern who is showing interest for the word, O Lord, you are there. You can convince the hearts. Break any fetter, O Lord, that can tie him to the world and let him find freedom and fly free in the freedom of the children of God. Bless now, O Lord, our brother George, who has traveled. Grant him traveling mercies. Brother Wilmore and his family, bless them, O Lord. Keep us all together in the heavenly places in the Lord Jesus. We commit the weekend services into your hands. Sunday school, the preaching of the word, the singing, the worship, everything, let it be for your glory. The all weekends that will follow, whether it's in Carlow, in Limerick, in Wicklow, Combine services, everything, oh Lord. Let your anointing, let your hand guide us and grant us victory as we commit everything into your hand. Be with us, oh Lord, as we have reached the end of this service. Grant us your grace in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Brother Eli, if I could just say one thing before you sing there, but you were praying there for Sister Sharon. I meant to say to the saints, Sister Sharon Lubanza had sent through a message this week to say, I just wanted to say thank you for your prayers and the prayers of the saints. My husband's papers got approved today. So we really do appreciate the Lord that one, the Lord has ticked that one off the list. So he's faithful. So we thank the Lord for our sister. Thank the Lord for her husband. May the Lord be glorified. Amen.
Well, let's bless his name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you power. Because you are the light, the truth, and the way. Amen. In praise nos change with bleeding strength, Lord and Son, let's pray I know, and in the pain began to sing, the chains were loose. I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise, you are the Lord, the truth, the name. I bless your name. If you should try, you're in a prison in your mind, reach out and pray for a change. And here we fall in Jesus' name. I bless your name, I bless your name, oh, I give you honor, I give you praise, you are the Lord that goes away. I bless your name, I bless your name. If you found that in your life you're in the midst of time so hard, reach out my faith to us and know, and you will find you're not alone. I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise, you are the Lord that goes away. I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name. God bless you, saints.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it, Brother Ellie. God bless you, Brother Max.
Amen.
God bless you, saints.
God bless, Brother Ellie.
Brother Amen.
God bless you.
Thanks for the God bless you, Ellie. God bless you, brother.